And we're joined by Tuhiyang Emily Bailey, who's been a long-time advocate for climate justice, Taranaki. And this week, Trans-Tasman Resources go at the TSB arena in Hawera, and they'll once again look to get a right to scrape the seafloor off Pātea. This has infuriated climate activists, environmentalists and tangata whenua, and mana whenua. And I'm pleased to have Tuhiyang join us for another kōrero. Tuhiyang, tēnā koe, thanks. Hoki mai.
Morena mata.
Okay. Hey, well, listen, you've been watching this stuff for a long time. How hoha are you with how this has played out? Because we thought for a moment that we'd repelled this challenge on behalf of our seafloor and of the degradation of Papatūānuku, and it's come back at us again because of the political climate allowing it to do so. What's happening from your read, please, this Wednesday through Friday?
Yeah, this is frustrating. I've been on the edge of this, really. It's been the Iwi and Chasm and Greenpeace and other groups have been fighting at the forefront. But, yeah, this company just doesn't give up. They've come at, you know, again and again and again, and they've put, I think I heard, $85 million into this application. So they're really quite, they're not going to give up. So we've just got to keep fighting. And just to clarify for people, they're not really after the iron sand from what we can see. They're after this mineral called vanadium, which is used in like cell phones and computer stuff. So it's that rare earth minerals component that they're really looking for.
Repeat that that mineral you think that they're seeking out, please, Emily?
Of vanadium? I'm not quite sure how to say it, but vanadium.
It's, yeah. Well, we know that there's a lot down there, a lot of scraping to get you know, a little bit of their juice, their gold, whatever they need. But like you say, environmental and cultural opposition repelled them last time at a bottomless bank account to try and kick you to touch. What do you make of having to relitigate, having to restand?
It's a hoa, but I mean, we have to do it because if this gets the go-ahead, you know, it'll roll out around the country maybe and other countries as well, because this is something that they've been trying to get in to several countries around the planet and people have been holding them back so far. But yeah, so it's really important, and it, you know, it will trash the environment here. It will just, you know, we've got reefs out there. It's the second most diverse marine mammal area on the planet. You know, we've got penguins and seabirds. We've got people out there fishing commercially and recreationally. And it's just, you know, we're not going to give that all up just so one company can make some more money.
Well, as you say, it's not one company, is it? Because this could be the thin end of the wedge.
Yeah. And actually, the company, TTR, Trans-Tasman Resources, they've just changed their name or kind of semi-sold to another company in Australia called Manuka Resources. So they're doing the old name change swap thing to get around things and make it harder to fight them as well. So.
Well, it is hard to fight. They've got a huge resource and get the best lawyers in town. Little old climate justice Taranaki, you know, forced to fight. I mean, David and Goliath's the cliche, but it's pretty appropriate.
Yep. Yeah, totally. And I mean, this is just kind of what's happening around the world at the moment as we're getting, you know, peak oil and peak gold and peak everything, as the companies are getting more and more brash in the way they fight to take the last of the resources left on the planet.
Has climate justice...
No, they're opening the door now, so, yeah.
So what would you actually be doing? Have you been invited in there? Who will be speaking or on behalf of Papatūānuku? What's Climate Justice Taranaki's role here on Wednesday through Friday?
Yeah, well, yeah, like I was saying, we're just a small player. We've got somebody submitting, so they'll speak to our submission that we've, you know, had again and again and again. And there'll be all the other groups as well speaking. So the court set down for 3 days, but it looks like it's now going to go over and extend into April because there's so many people that want to speak. You know, there's thousands of submissions on this. But, yeah, so on the first day, on the morning, that's Wednesday this week, there's a protest outside from 8:30. And then, yeah, the rest of it will just be inside in the courtroom. the bathing it out.
Kia ora. Oh, listen, all the best. Continue the fight. You've been doing this a long time, and there doesn't seem to be any end in sight. I'm sorry to say, sis, but I know you'll stand your ground, as others will as well, to put a Māori and environmental case forward to try and discourage the sign-off, I guess, and allowing Trans-Tasman Resources to scrape the sea floor. Climate Justice Taranaki will be there, and it's the Environmental Protection Authority will be hearing the reapplication. Tuhiao Emily Bailey, kindly with us on the program today. Tuhiao, kia ora rawatu e te tuhine. Thanks so much. We'll stay in touch and see if we can't link arms later in the week.
Awesome. Thank you,
Mata. Tēnā koe. Thanks so much. 603 Urban Māori Radio.